Hello, everyone. Today is day 7 of the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown podcast. And on today's show, we will be talking about Worst Cooks of America Holiday Edition.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.
Hello, everyone. In the house today, we have Shapira Davis
and Viria Davis Bennett.
And Dolores Davis, also known as D. Davis.
Awesome. Thank you all for joining us again today. Today, what we have to come on the show today for you, we know that one thing some people look forward to are those holiday meals with their families.
Yes, we do.
We look forward to that every year. But there have been many with stories of not so delicious meals or a few holiday blooper reel for food.
So
today we're going to be talking about some of our flops.
Worst holiday dinner fails we've had.
Yes.
So So every year my family, I learned how to make mac and cheese.
Our goddad,
he handed down a recipe. It's a family recipe, and I was so honored and just so excited to finally get a chance to make this. And you know, honestly, the first couple of times I made it, I did pretty good, considering I can relate to this episode so many ways, because I'm not the greatest cook. I am not. And it's no secret, and my family knows. And so me making anything is a challenge always.
Yes.
So getting a chance to make this macaroni and cheese, and it was a lot of preparation. And actually, the first few times I made it, it turned out, I remember you guys, when you tried it, everyone was like, who made this?
And they're like,
Dolores? Everybody was shocked. Dolores made this? Okay. Then the second time, okay, all right. Well, okay, so maybe it wasn't a fluke. But, you know, when we're celebrating Christmas the morning of and I'm cooking, having to get my Christmas presents together and take them over to the house.
Trying to get my stuff ready in the morning of.
And then be like, oh, I'm just going to put my casserole in the oven real quick. And then get my gifts, finish wrapping these. And then I'll take the too much. I'm doing too much.
Doing the most.
And I forgot to put the egg in the mix. So the egg kind of helps with the consistency. It helps to solidify those noodles
and
everything sets in. So that's the main one of the main ingredients. And I forgot to put eggs in. And actually, that's happened to me twice. So
what part of the recipe would make you forget? Like, does it go in at the end? Is it supposed to go in at the beginning of it?
No, because I usually make the mix up separate, like as the noodles are cooking or whatever. I have all the stuff that's like needs to be mixed up. I'm doing that while the noodles are boiling. And it just depends on if I have to do it the night before or if I'm doing it the morning of. Morning of is always more rushed. It just doesn't usually work out as well. So that was a morning of time. And yeah, I just forgot. And you know, it's like milk and eggs. And I guess I just was in a hurry. And so, yeah, I forgot to put the eggs in. And you guys were kind. Everyone's all, it's still good, Dolores. Nah, it ain't. Stop lying. You guys are all trying to be all supportive.
It's still good, Dolores.
It's still fine.
Yes,
it
everybody
still was good.
And that's what everyone's saying is really the egg is just there to help
bring it all together, solidify, or get more solid
or whatever.
I guess they just were saying
the flavor was what still was there. But yeah, I remember being so upset and devastated because I forgot the egg. And everybody was all,
But you know what? That almost sometimes makes it worse. It's like when you have on an outfit that you hate and people are like, oh, this is cute though.
Yeah.
And it just makes you hate it more.
I know.
So it was a pretty rough one for me. But I would have to say, you know, the struggle with the mac and cheese. But however, I've learned to get it down after doing it so many times. But I can never forget, you guys, the Thanksgiving. And this is technically still a holiday because Thanksgiving is still prep and it's still a holiday.
Yes.
But the Thanksgiving where we were out of town, we went to Colorado and none of our
meals.
None of our dishes ever
unfamiliar kitchen
came to life.
Unfamiliar oven.
Ever came. Yeah, we were at an Airbnb and I made my famous mac and cheese and Shapira made her.
I made the sweet potato casserole.
Yep.
But the other thing was the simplest dump cake. Dump cake. All you do is dump stuff in.
Yes.
You just dump it and you leave it.
Yes.
And wow. that just did, no.
Shoosh.
Didn't
nothing.
Cook. Burnt.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Dad was dad.
Corn casserole.
I'm going to make my corn casserole, Dad. Oh, he always had to make this corn casserole every year.
Yes.
Which, honestly, we didn't grow up eating. So wherever he got that recipe from and then why he started making it all of a sudden out of the years. And I don't know. Like,
it was good, but that year,
the corn casserole stayed liquid form.
I just want to say, I think he just forgot how much milk he put in there and just kept adding.
This is the thing.
Plus, it wasn't cooking, but I still feel out of all of us that year, Dad's
was the
fail,
most extreme. Yeah.
Dad's fail was a lack of concentration.
could be
an ingredient.
Yeah.
For those of you that
are listening and you know our father, you guys know he's a character. And
yes.
We have so many stories on him.
Oh, that you will hear. You
yes,
will hear.
But he just yes. Yeah, sometimes he just yeah forgetful whatever. But that year we just still to this day don't know. The only thing we can come to a conclusion about is Colorado and
the
elevation.
I don't know.
If there's someone out there that says yes, that's true, whatever, please let us know, because we are still baffled to this day why none of our dishes would cook.
I feel like
something happened.
The oven was going. Yeah. I mean, I did everything
the oven?
I normally would have.
I know, because we were staying in an Airbnb, and that oven, the only thing that was different about it was that it was nothing really. Like, still,
well,
wasn't there something about
we
the
also
oven?
Had them in there, like, you guys had together. 3-4 dishes
that's
in
true.
The
yes. There's so
oven.
Many different
yes
and it parts was to taking this. To, it was cooking for so long, you guys tried to up the temperature
that
you,
whole
you know opening the door yeah. all the time, all those things are
that
factors.
Whole Airbnb experience let
was
me just
yes.
bring that
oh what
let me just bring up the
oh,
point
gosh. Oh, the, oh
mom,
no oh no
the
you guys
mom didn't
oh gosh
anybody
to see her
in her rollers. And there
yes.
was
in
no
her hair
in her hair rollers,
and there were
and
no
there were
curtains.
No curtains on the windows.
Yes.
So she asked
yes.
us to put foil on the window.
Tin foil.
People
tin
thought
foil.
We were running some sort of illegal operation.
Yes,
because
tin foil.
We had foil on the windows
all around.
And mom's
in the
like,
kitchen.
I just don't want no one seeing me in my rollers.
Yep.
So I have the Airbnb person calling me like,
they did.
We yes. are sensing that there's. Illegal activity going on. The only thing illegal is our Christmas
what?
Fails right now.
Yeah, right.
Oh my
but
gosh. Okay, y'all.
But no, there was nothing illegal if
going
you're the
on.
Airbnb owner.
Just so you know, our
I
mom.
I will reiterate yes. and explain to you. Our mom just did not want
people seeing her.
People seeing her in
being
her rollers.
Exposed.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Just a reminder.
We know now that it's not a good idea to have tinfoil on
yes.
your windows.
Yes. Yes. We were yes. told. We were told. Speaking of fails, I would say that one of my holiday fails was. I always love to cook pecan pies.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, for Christmas, different holidays. I love to cook pecan pies.
And they're amazing. They're good.
Yeah, these weren't. That particular holiday, I don't know if I had too much going on. I don't know. But they got overcooked. I just kept thinking, no, they need more time. They need more time. They need more time. They need more time. It doesn't look like it's quite cooked. So by the time it was time to indulge in the wonders that are pecan pie, they were not as wondrous.
Crispy.
They were more
pecan crisp.
Yes,
crunchy.
Pecan crunch. Like pecan a pecan. Crunch. I don't even know what you could describe it.
Pecan puck.
What pecan puck.
Puck. It was they were interesting. And you know, our brother is always the
he's
one.
He's Mikey. He eats everything.
Yep, he eats everything. Yes. And pecan pie is his favorite. And he said, "You already know. You already know I'm going to still eat this." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he's always, let's just say, he's always been the one that supported my blunders.
Yeah.
My first time trying to cook steaks on the grill. Let's just talk about that. So, first of all, our brothers and our dad are the one that the do grillers. The grilling.
We did not
grow up mm-hmm. grilling. Mm-mm. If it was getting cooked, it was getting cooked indoors.
Yep.
mm-hmm. We did not grow up grilling. So I was inspired. I was feeling inspired on this holiday.
I was feeling inspired.
I wanted to cook my steaks. I wanted to show everybody that. First of all, I guess you're supposed to let the coals, you know, simmer down.
Well, if you're not a griller, you don't know that.
Yeah. I just slapped mine on there full flame. The flames were like, whoosh, 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 whoosh.
I remember being like, hey.
Yeah. This is what they do in the cartoons, you know. They have their fire going and they put their...
That's right, on the sticks.
Yeah, they put their stuff on the sticks and they roll the rotisserie, you know. So I threw my steaks on there. Let me tell you, those things looked like hockey pucks. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh,
they
my
were
goodness.
Black. So
I was
black.
Like, what happened? And our brother was like, But you know what? He still ate them.
He sure did. I remember he was crunching away eating those things.
Sawing them up.
Yes.
I told him. I said, brother, you do not have to make me feel better by eating these. I know they're trash. I know that they are trash. And he was like, you know.
That's when you know it's rough, trying to switch sides
of the jaw to see if maybe one side will make the, you know, chewing.
Yeah.
You know
what? That's a loving brother. That's what that is.
Yes.
You know, which is just like dad. Yep. Loving father wanted me to cook with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You guys know about the famous sweet potato.
Yes. Potato pie.
Every year.
All right. And at this time, he didn't actually share the recipe with me just yet. First of all, just so you guys know, I had to wait until many more years.
So first tell them that the sweet potato pie recipe is a family recipe.
It is a family recipe.
So tell them about dad makes
them. Yes. He would make them in bulk all the time, you know,
every holiday.
Yes.
Order them. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. People order those. They're just like a, you know, it's a staple, a Davis, family staple.
Yes.
So I was all excited about this, you know, being able to be in the kitchen with him and, you know, just watching him do things. I was fairly young. But the part that he got me is, Envy, come on in here. We're going to put these pies in the oven. Let's put these pies in the oven. We're going to be done. We're going to be good. So it's what you do. You pour it, see the batter. It's very runny, huh? See, this is how it's supposed to be. You pour the batter into the pie. All right. Here we go. Now this is what we do. His voice was already shaking. This is what we need to do. And he was telling me, he was trying to be so careful. You want to just now. Put this nice and easy into the oven now. See this? Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. He kept saying to me over and over again.
Piece of cake.
All the while, I'm watching the liquid swishing back and forth from his shaking hands. Yeah, piece of cake. Piece of cake. And he got right in front of the oven, and he bumped the tip of the pie right on the edge of the oven, and then all that spilled, and you know that hot sizzling.
Yes.
Oven. Oh. So all you heard is all over the front of the bed. Ow! Yeah, I got burning my. Get them paper now. See,
the best part about this is he decided to put that back in the oven. He didn't have any more ingredients, so he didn't
have any more filling. So it was this low.
No, it was a halfway pie.
It was because
he poured out some of his mix.
Yes. Oh my god! Shoot. Coming out these edges all crisp and burned on the top
because it spilled out on the oven.
But
baked the pie, yes, and you know,
of course. Yes. Taste and changed it.
It totally was reminding me of one of our favorite movies, Christmas Vacation, where they were making that turkey. I was like, you guys, yes, what movie was that? Where that literally she just cuts into it and then immediately all that comes out of there. Yeah, yeah. And they're all trying to be all loving and eating the pieces. Yeah. Yeah. All I can remember is just the
crunching around.
And the,
some of them dipped it in water.
Oh, did they?
Some of them were like, ting, 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 dipping it in water.
Oh, gosh. I need to go back and rewatch this.
It's just scraping of the plate.
It is Christmas Vacation, right?
I did watch it.
You guys, we're going to have to Google it, that movie, just for that scene. Because
yes. Oh, my gosh.
I can envision it in my mind. But the dipping in the water, I don't remember. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. That is so funny. You know what? I think we grew up doing that a lot.
Because we did.
There's been many a meals where we probably weren't super fans of it, and we just ate them and... That's, you know, what we did, but
yeah, you support. Yeah, we know that everybody has flops, but you gotta have those flops sometimes to become, to get to greatness. You know,
that is true. That is true.
That's right.
Very true.
That's what scientists have done over the past. They've had fails and fails and fails until they get the success.
Hey, I would say the best cooks have had those times where they've had the mini fails, and that's why they've perfected their dishes. Yep. So, which brings me to my next point, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
For me, there's hope.
Yes.
That's all I can say, because burning, you guys, you know that saying of the I could burn water? That actually was in a book, and I was telling my kids that, and they're like, I was asking them, what did they think that meant? And I was like, well, that's how I am. I've burned water. And I said, well, what happens to the water when it burns, boys and girls? What's that called? What's that process called in the water cycle? They knew what I was talking about. When there's nothing left in the pot. I was like, what happens to the water? That's what it means. Yeah, pretty much. So I am that person that's like, oh, I left it on too long. Ooh, yep. And the water's all gone. So yes, we have some rough times before we finally figure it out. But
that's right.
I'll get there.
But you know what? That goes right into the positive thought for the day. And that's just, if you have love, you know, if you're cooking with love, it's one of our favorite phrases from one of our
from one of our favorite little movies.
Yes.
Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. Chef Gusteau says, anyone can cook.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish watching Ratatouille.
That's
my goal.
It is the cutest movie. I mean, I don't look at rats and think. I would never have looked at a rat and thought that
cute.
A movie like this could come from such an experience, but it was just the cutest movie. I love that movie. I love watching it.
Yes.
And it is very inspiring. So for those of you out there that have had your Christmas fails or your holiday fails, keep on cooking.
Yeah,
I'm
trying.
Yes. Anyone can cook.
That's
right. And don't forget to share them with us.
Yes, your fails and successes.
Your fails and your successes. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters and add to. Okay. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic. So make sure to share with us your worst holiday fails. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're one of those that never has had a holiday fail, that's fine.
Yeah, those Martha Stewarts.
Share with us. Share with us how not to fail. Why
please
don't you share that? So don't forget to go to the Davis Sisters and post that. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Oh,
Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast.
Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.